This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ken, complete jinx risk there. Oh. Manilow is, how old is Manilow? He's got to be in his 70s, Danielle, I would assume, right?
Barry Manilow is
81.
No, 76 years old, which 76. Means we should stop talking about him.
Ken, quick please. Note here, Greg. Brady Belichick poll, who's more responsible? It is now nip and tuck, 51-49. So ooh. Still a shot for the Brady folks. Wow.
Texter wanted to know if next week we could do Auerbach Russell. Curtis, if you could please if you could please do that.
Next week we're going to do Fitzy versus Wiggy.
Definitely Russell.
In both New York and Los Angeles today, it is going to become mandatory that you wear some sort of face covering. So okay. Just updating you on those developments. We were discussing scarves and t-shirts and surgical masks and the like.
They can. In many cases, the scarf is better.
So it is going to be mandatory that if you step outside in those areas that you have your face covered. I wonder if that'll happen here. I wonder if we'll get to that point here in Massachusetts. Hello, Brian.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Brian? What's up?
So I'm a little, this has really changed things for me. You know, there was a time when I used to cough to cover up a fart.
Please don't say
to cover up my cough.
Oh no! I know. That's
hey, better than Nick.
That was no, it's not. Well, was it? I mean,
and you called OJ better than Nick yesterday. So.
I mean, really? Come on.
At least it didn't have a 5-minute preamble.
No. Did you hear how angry people are at the company Bird, the scooter company? Are you up to speed on what they did?
No, I don't even know the company. What do they do? They
scooter rental company.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, a lot of companies doing layoffs right now, but most of the time, like, the boss calls you or they do some kind of personal thing.
Or they have you, yeah, like they might meet with you personally.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
I guess you can't do that in this
yeah.
day.
Yeah, but they'll
age,
at least
so.
Do like an individual phone call,
yeah.
right, from your boss or your department manager or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
So they get this message at Bird, about 30% of the workforce gets this message inviting them to a Zoom seminar, which is not the same thing as a Zoom call or a meeting because the participants can't put any input. So it's basically just a one-way broadcast, right? So they get this call and they say, hey, hop on board this seminar. So all these people, like 400 some odd people, hop onto the seminar. And this woman that no one knows who she is comes on and basically says, This isn't the best way to deliver this message. However,
it's the new normal.
It's the new normal.
It's unprecedented.
We've never seen anything like it.
We live in interesting times.
We do.
And what, she fired everybody?
She said, your role is impacted by this decision, and Friday, April 3rd will be your last day with Bird. And then as soon as she said it, the former employees say their work laptops began shutting down and they were locked out of the company's systems immediately. I mean, how insensitive.
That's cruel right there.
I mean, like, I get it. No one's renting scooters, but still.
I mean, nobody's renting scooters. Nobody can go. You can't get on a scooter. I mean, they should have done individual phone calls, right?
At least. I know it would take a while, but still. I mean, come on.
But can you suggest, though, that with the way a certain sector of the workforce, especially at a company like that, has been programmed to think that the only human interaction occurs via technology, isn't that going to be the way those things are done anyway, like going forward from this point? I mean, maybe it wasn't shocking to those people. Those people get all of their news from TikTok.
Right.
They're used to interacting only via social media. So maybe maybe it just looks weird to us.
But you would think there'd be, even if it's through that way, you'd think maybe one at a time, rather a large group setting.
Right.
You know.
Not 400 people at once where nobody can say anything.
Right.
Like, come on. That's awful.
Well, Curtis mentioned it earlier. It bears mentioning again. The country has lost 10 million jobs, and that's in a couple weeks, really, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're just scratching the surface of how bad this is going to be. And people now, every day, there's more and more people that are directly impacted by the recession. And I don't know what the answer is. Obviously, I don't know how many, you know, how do we get both working at the same time, meaning we flatten the curve and grow the economy. But the economy is paid a significant price, an unprecedented price in less than a month. And there are people out of work. There are people taking pay cuts. There are people losing benefits. And that causes massive strain on people.
And what do you think is going to happen if come May 4th, we get another pushback for another month or whatever? What do you, I asked that question. It's like, how far do you keep pushing this back? You know, you already told us, you know, middle of April. Well, you push that back to May. Then what happens when we get a couple weeks before May? Do you push that back? Now that we know that the peak date is April 16th, if we don't hear anything by April 16th, is that positive?
But the peak just means we're in the middle. In other words, there still has to be a whole downturn that takes as long as it took to get to the peak. So May 4th, to me, is a absolute dream. I don't think that that has any potential of actually occurring. And I don't know how we survive as a society if after May 4th we are still for 3 weeks in this process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if they push it back until...
So you don't think there's any chance that anything reopens?
I pray I'm wrong. Honestly, I pray that I'm wrong. But I don't see how it happens. There's no chance, in my opinion, that school is resumed this year. So that creates a whole other set of issues. I know you'll have a whole other, Danielle. for families whose parents, you know, require school to have their kids out of the house when they're at work.
But maybe school's a little bit different, right? Because if you're talking about May 5th, there's only, you know, that would only mean there's a month and a half left in schools. Most schools get out the second week of June. And so maybe by them canceling the school year isn't because they can't send kids back to school. Maybe just thinking, well, is it worth sending them back for a month and a half? But what about like the restaurants and the things that, you know, with people's jobs? Will those be able to open? Like, will you know, Kohl's or some of the places that you think about that the non-essential places will, you know, Big Lots, will they be able to open up? Or is everything just going to be pushed back for another, you know, end of May or beginning of June?
And I think people, Wiggy, view this. Remember on the manhunt night that Friday after the bombings where after the two terrorists were caught, one was dead and the other was apprehended?
Right.
The city opened up. There were college kids were celebrating by Fenway. There was everybody that opened up. Like, it was safe to leave now. The shelter in place was gone. They caught the suspect. There's not going to be anything like that here because, A, people are going to be scared to reenter the world because of the coronavirus.
Well, a certain age group is going to be scared.
Yes.
Right.
There's going to be a certain age group who's already demonstrated it that they're going to go out and let loose.
Right. I think you'll see a boom.
They're going to start grinding up on each other all over the place.
Right. But even think about the people that are like, you know, like yourself, Greg, right?
Yeah.
That, you know, a big supporter of the restaurants. You'll go right back to the restaurant.
Of course I will.
So there'll be a large group.
Boomer.
There'll be a large group of people that go, okay, finally, I'm out. They're saying we can go back. I now want to go back, and I'm fortunate enough where maybe I didn't lose my job. I want to now go and spend my money and maybe help.
Well, you want to go spend your money because you can help the economy.
Right. So maybe you'll get that if they do open things back up. Maybe you'll get this boom of people, you know, saying, hey, I want to go back. I want to help the economy. I have some money. I want to try to spend it, whether it's restaurant, whether it's shopping, that type of thing.
Hello, Mike.
What up, morning crew?
What's up, Mike?
I hate to be so cynical about it this way, but I mean, this is kind of the price that we pay for being so heavily reliant on technology.
What do you mean?
I mean, well, the fact that we're so consumed by technology that people don't know how to do anything for themselves anymore, and you know, people are like, well, what am I going to do? Well, find another job. There are lots of companies out there hiring right now. Now, I know that you know, we all have a bunch of down. Well, not me. I'm still working all the time, thank God. But there's this book series called, it starts with the title Going Home. It's called the Survivalist Series, author Angry American. And it's a great 10-book series. It really gives you a perspective on how helpless people are these days. And I'm sick of everybody crying. Get out there and make something happen for yourself. Nobody's going to come rescue you. Greg, what you're doing with the foundation is an incredible thing. But, I mean, honestly, how far do you think that $1,000 goes? Not very far at all. You got to get off your ass and make something happen for yourself.
No, I don't think the $1,000 is going to keep people who can't work in the restaurant industry afloat for months. Mm-hmm. I want to do something.
And you are. Please don't take this as a slight against you, but I'm saying to the people who are looking for, you know, a million more people like yourself to step up and give them a handout. Like, get off your ass and make something happen for yourself. There are industries that are still working right now. There are companies that are still hiring right now. I just came from one of them right now, shopping one of my orders. You can find something to do. Trust me. It's out there.
Yeah. All right.
I guess if there is, I mean, I thought that, you know, even with all that's going on, I thought that it's, you know, difficult to find work at this time. What places are open? Where? Well,
places are hiring, like, you know,
Shaw's,
Star mm-hmm. Market, you know, Amazon,
mm-hmm.
The grocery delivery companies.
Mm-hmm.
They are hiring, but it's not as easy, I don't think, as he says. Hello, Jim?
Yeah, this is Jim.
What's up, Jim?
Yeah, I think that the first thing we really have to understand is that we're already headed for a depression. There's no avoiding it. There's no starting up the economy on May 4th, and we're not going to have a depression. The good news is what Wiggy said a little bit ago, is that once whoever feels safe gets the go-ahead to go out, the biggest missing from the economy is going to start, and I just say start, to come back, which is the customers. That's what went away overnight was the customers, because everybody got locked down.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, you need, you know, but who let us out? How did we get out of the Great Depression? How we got out of the Great Depression was massive jobs programs by
the government.
Targeted on things that the people needed, like growing our food and getting it to us, making sure our medications are available, making sure... At least in the short term, we got to do that.
Jim, a lot of that post-depression stuff or in mid-depression stuff was infrastructure stuff that the government did. You know, the highways and all those jobs. I mean, that's a lot of what they did.
But we always needed that too, yeah. And we also need, you know, I mean, just go to Maslow's hierarchy, right? You got to get electricity to people, you got to get heat to people, you got to get food to people, you got to get shelter to people. There's a lot that the government could organize someone to do that gives people jobs coming out of complete disarray.
Yes.
But if you're just going to be a free market capitalist hardo and say, oh, well, you know, the free market will take care of it and watch the profiteers go crazy, it's going to be a disaster.
Greg, I have an idea for roads in Boston.
R-O-A-D-S?
Yes.
Roads? Is that what you're saying, Curtis?
Yes, sir.
Does it involve F-O-O-D food?
C-O-V-A-D 19.
Yes. Yes? Okay. It involves my favorite person. We build the Tom Brady Turnpike.
A new road?
Yep. Takes you right to Gillette Stadium, and the road to Gillette is 0-16.
I think that's a great idea. I think that's a great idea. All right. Well, we got to get to what is trending.
Mudded Night, weeknights 6 to 10. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, speaking of Mudded Night, he's hosting again tonight WEEI Red Sox Classics across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network.
What's
the game tonight?
Tonight, it's the 16-1 Sox beatdown of the Yankees at Yankee Stadium back in the 2018.
Spoiler alert. Mike already doubled down. He bet the Yankees tonight.
Why are you going to tell us how it ends?
But now I'm worried about James Taylor. He's postponed his U.S. tour with Jackson Brown that was set for Fenway this summer. So I don't want to jinx James Taylor, but he's postponed that date.
Didn't we discuss the fact that Jackson Brown had tested positive for the COVID?
Mm-hmm. Have we had any update?
I don't think so.
He's okay.
James Taylor or Jackson Brown?
Jackson Brown.
Yeah, I would go.
Hey, remember when Danielle thought Cuomo had the COVID?
Yes.
He's now the greatest star of the whole thing.
I know.
She didn't think it. She announced it.
It was a colon issue.
Get the wrong Cuomo.
Right. I miss Cuomo'd.
Well, Brady Week is coming to a sad end. I don't know. It's a sobering end. Although, you know, we're celebrating his 20 years, and Samuel Adams has been a true star in all this. Yes, unbelievable. Yes. Jim Cook earlier, $2 million to take it to 20 states. That's incredible.
And that is pronounced Cook for that caller who was wondering earlier.
Jim Rooster.
Wiggy said the same thing to me earlier. Wanted to know why it wasn't Jim Cock, but it's pronounced Cook.
Koch, I had thought. K-O-C-H, yes, right?
Yes. Yeah, like Billy Koch.
Yeah, right? C-O-V-I-D.
Oh, but that's how you could pronounce it. You could also pronounce it that way. Yes.
C-O-V-I-D 19.
Yes. There was a K on the end that I would have said.
I gotcha.
Well, another jersey giveaway on Dale and Keefe today. That's 12-12. And then they've got the top five weapons of all time. A running back, two receivers, a tight end, and a flex, Wiggy. So I don't think you're going to make that cut, but we'll see.
No, I mean, I'm the tight end and Gronk's the flex.
Okay.
Okay.
Start there. And Moss is one of the receivers.
Drew Bledsoe with OMF yesterday. Here's a little bit of what Drew had to say about why Brady left.
You know, there is, at some point, at least for me, there's a desire to try something new. And see if you can be successful someplace else. And I'm sure there's at least a component of that for Tom.
See, he's wants to go out and prove Belichick wrong. I can win without you.
Well, no. He we've discussed this. Both of them wanted to go in a different direction, and that's okay. Tom wanted to try something new. That's what Drew Bledsoe says.
Also, Mike Florio saying on PFT Live, he gets the sense Steve Belichick is going to take over for Bill, not Josh McDaniels.
Really? Mm.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
I said this 2 years ago and got mocked for it, so I've been way ahead of the curve. God, I'm right about everything. It's unbelievable.
That's American royalty. Soon to be the Belichick family.
I mean, honestly, what are we doing here?
What do you mean, what are we doing
here? Steve Belichick, the head coach of the Patriots. He went to Rivers. We both played the same football in high school at Rivers. And he's going to be the head coach of the Patriots?
Imagine that.
And how about a tip of your cap pill, man, which you didn't wear today. But Al Horford is donating $500,000 to coronavirus relief, not only in his native Dominican Republic, but also it's going to benefit Boston as well. So,
that's awesome. His previous stuff. That's great. That's great.
I mean, he was like kind of mocked here by some people, Average Al and all that, and he's still reaching.
Yeah, his on-court stuff, but off the court, pretty good. And you know what? I got to give you credit, Greg Hill, Greg Hill Show.
Yes.
You finally made it.
What?
You made it.
What do you mean?
You guys made it to Black Sports Online.
Really?
Oh, right.
What?
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Really?
Over the Wes Welker.
Oh, it's really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So congratulations.
Oh, excellent.
Welcome to, welcome to the club. Finally, you made it to Black Sports Online. And the interview, as far as the headline reads, here was why Wes Welker doesn't agree with Bill Belichick's coaching methods.
Huh. Well, Wiggy, we live in a diverse world.
Yeah.
but we can always find common ground.
That's it.
How do we celebrate this?
You and I are brothers.
We are brothers from another mother.
Brothers in the black sports world.
Black sports world. Okay. Online.
There's only one way to celebrate this. We all fly down on a crowded plane to Magic City.
Now you can just go online. Magic City's doing all this stuff virtual. And just go to their cash app.
How do you know?
Well, that's what.
How do you know they're doing it virtual?
That's what the big thing is nowadays.
Please don't tell me it's come to this that you're getting virtual lap dances at home in the closet while Mrs. Wiggins is doing the laundry.
Hey, that's what it is. That the strippers have taken to, you know.
Jermaine! You know, what are you doing in there?
Putting their cash app there, and now you're not making it rain. You're just
How much do you have to pay for a virtual lappy? Is it like $20?
No, I don't pay anything.
No.
Oh, they comp you?
Gratis.
Yes. No. Mrs. Wiggins does all the twerking in the household.
Oh. Twerking to Lena.
Really? Yes. She does.
That is her nickname.
Is that only on Fridays? Or is
no,
that,
that's
5 days a week.
Usually. We twerk on days that end in Y, Greg.
All right. Thank you, Ken. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Cheers to the freaking weekend. I drank to the yeah. Oh, let the demo sun sink. I drank to the yeah. Don't let the bastards get you down. Turn it around with another round. Let's all party at the
bar. Well, it's probably going to happen more and more as we get through this, but Curtis, you said there's some breaking business closing news when it comes to something that's been in the city for quite some time.
Yeah, 20 years in Boston, Fleming Steakhouse has closed for good.
For good?
What?
Yeah, according to BostonRestaurants.com.
Huh. Wow.
All right.
Hillman, what did you think of this cruise ship that docked? They allowed it to dock in Florida with the infected patients on it. I'm so conflicted about this one.
Yeah, they're taking them off. The critically ill or the ill are being taken off the ship. I don't know what.
Do you do with them?
What do you do? Again, we talked about this the other day. Why are these people out? Was it a month long cruise or like
right.
what? Like why? Is it like a bucket list thing? Like you had your cruise of a lifetime booked,
right?
It was the Wiggy people that didn't think it was a thing. They thought it was fizzling out.
Fizzling out?
And they're like, yeah, but I mean, it's a great time.
That was 2 months ago when I thought it was fizzling out. I mean,
what a prediction. My God.
That's your worst of all time. You've had some bad predictions. You've never had an accurate prediction on this show.
I've had some accurate ones.
It's a fizzle out Friday.
Name one that you've ever gotten right. Name one. I want one.
Well, it's a long list that I have to go through.
I mean, at the top of the list is COVID-19, COVID. Yeah. Fizzling out.
Brady staying.
Number two is Tom Brady definitely staying 100%.
Gronk definitely coming back.
Well, that was because Dale had me. I jumped on the Dale train on that
it's
one.
It's a Fitzy-free fizzle out Friday.
But think about this. We've been in we've been on this kind of lockdown thing for how long?
3 weeks.
About 3 weeks?
I take the date, the Sunday when Governor Baker announced that the restaurants and bars were closing down on that following Tuesday. Because that was the same weekend of the St. Patrick's Day parade. And you remember when the mayor canceled the parade and everybody lost their minds on this show? Callers, me, everybody.
Yeah.
Turns out, except for you, Laird.
Thank you.
I give you credit. When it comes to panicking, you're at the forefront.
Yeah, well, he also took all the TP in the greater Boston area. Yeah,
so that was 3 weeks?
That's 3 weeks.
All right,
this is the third week of isolation.
Right, so maybe you give those people a week where they're like, you know what, I'm still going to go on my cruise. So unless right. it's a 14-day cruise. But
what, these are two ships,
a two-week cruise.
Two ships. Two different Holland America ships.
Hmm. But what else are you going to do? I mean, what? I mean, you can't refuse the. I mean, do you just let them keep? Would you just let them keep floating out there?
Yeah, you let them stay out there for 14 days.
I don't know. There's four dead bodies on the
ships.
Oh,
are there dead people?
Yeah, two of them at least from the coronavirus. Hmm. The nine others tested positive. 179 more have flu-like symptoms. Hmm. Like you can't just leave them out there.
You know
right?
what you probably have to do? What they did? Where was it with the other ship when they brought them off the ship? They kind of put them into like they had like the makeshift like hospitals, people that were really, really sick, and then maybe other people over there. I don't know. That's kind of crazy.
I had heard a rumor floating around that they were going to turn the convention center over by Boylston Street.
I think it's the downtown. It's the seaport one.
Is it the seaport one?
BCEC.
That they're going to turn that into one of these makeshift hospitals. Yeah. Is that fact?
The mayor said that yesterday.
Yeah, they said it may become a coronavirus field hospital. They said it could accommodate more than 1,000 beds for patients who don't need to be admitted to a proper hospital.
And one more prediction Wiggy had that Lamar Jackson was going to stink and he won the MVP.
Oh.
Did I say that? I don't think I said he was going to stink.
And he bet big on Mutt and Callahan succeeding.
Oh. you're only highlighting my bad picks. I had a lot of good ones.
The mayor should do his press conferences, and the governor, like the president, where they should bring out, like the mayor should bring out Jim Cook and let him do a little speech like Mike Lindell. Like every time somebody does something good, they ought to bring them out and have them be there for their press conferences. This is Kevin from Manchester, New Hampshire. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going, Greg?
What's going on, brother?
Not too much. I wasn't sure if you guys were, I think you were against the track and trace, but if you really want the economy going, that's the only way it's going to happen.
So what
if you do a track and trace and a database of people who had it.
So you're in line with kind of what Ken was saying, which is like, identify people who have had it and they have, theoretically, those people have the immunity. So,
but you also have to track and trace them. Like you have to like anybody they touch, they have to go on quarantine too. Like not draconian, but I mean, if you don't do that, then it's just going to keep reoccurring for all these months. It's going to go on longer than it has to. Yeah. I mean, if you look at the 1918 epidemic, the reason it came back was some countries were like, hey, man, we need to get our economy going again. And they opened it up too early.
Yeah, I think when it comes to the Spanish flu, S-P-A-N-I-S-H, that was the second wave was worse than the first, correct?
I believe so, yeah. And what happened is they almost had it eradicated. But countries were like, hey, we have to open up our economy. We have to do this.
Yeah.
They opened it up and the second wave came through.
Yeah.
Well, I told you also think that was a different, a way, way different time.
Well, yeah,
that was a long time ago, over 100 years ago.
there was a world war going on at the time. I mean, everybody was clogged up together in foxholes and things like that. It was definitely.
They were not kung fu fighting.
It was no. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
How are you?
Earlier, you had a gentleman call and say people need to get off their ass and find a job because there's jobs out there.
Yes.
It's not the same. Takeout food, restaurants, they'll never be the same. People in small business, it doesn't work out the same. Unemployment checks aren't coming in for these people. It doesn't work like that. Either the checks have to come in, people paid into their unemployment, okay? You can't expect the government to just start throwing money to everybody. But that person, just because he has a job, I have a job, okay? But there's people that don't have a job. It's very heartless to say right now that a construction worker, for instance, there's thousands of them in the city. None of them are working. They make very good wages, and their unemployment checks are not there. And this person says, get off your ass and get a job because Shaw's is hiring. That's going to do nothing for these people.
It was heartless. I would agree with you. I believe the stimulus package, the CARES program, I believe that allows for small business owners to collect some unemployment. I think it makes an exception in that. Mm-hmm. So you should look into that if you're somebody who has a small business that has closed down. And you can also get the loan. You can go out and as long as you have less than 500 employees, you can go out and get a loan. And if those people are employed on, I think the date is June 24th, then that loan turns into a grant. You don't have to pay that back. So there is a way with that that, you know, if you're a small business, that you can try to hang in there and try to keep it alive. Danielle, Scott from Weymouth wants to talk to you. Do you want to talk to him?
Sure.
Before the weekend. Hello, Scott.
Thank you, Greg. I'm telling you, you give me the worst setups. You'd be a terrible volleyball player.
Don't give yourself the worst setups, Scott. What's up, buddy?
I'm trying to let everybody know what's going on, what the dealio is.
All right. I'm going to give you guys something really rough. Now, this is going to get a lot of blowback, but I'm going to say it because I mean it.
Okay.
First of all, have a good weekend, everyone. And good on Mr. Kraft and family. What a great job what they did. Okay. Now, here we go. This is Controversy 101. Are you ready?
Yep.
We need to all get back to our lives and get back to work. I say screw it. If you catch it, guess what? You'll feel like crap for 4 days. You'll get over it. Now, if you die, guess what, America? We're all dying one day anyway. We need to get back to work. This is getting ridiculous at this point. And in closing,
this coming from a guy who
buy Apple
works.
And buy Entercom. Buy Apple and buy Entercom. What's up, Danielle?
Hi.
She's saying that you don't work.
Do I have to promote my buddy's company again, Thompson Builders?
I heard back from David Wade just now, Greg.
Yes?
The flight that was in the photo that I retweeted and used as part of my lead this morning was a Tuesday or Wednesday flight into Boston this week.
Huh. Loaded up with people.
Yep.
Load them up.
And they can't really socially distance on a flight like
no,
that.
No, you can't.
No.
At all.
No. All right. And how's that poll, Curtis? What's the result?
65% say ground all U.S. domestic air travel.
65% of the people say we should stop all domestic air travel.
Yes.
Right? All right. We will be back with today's crossover.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Well, the crossover is brought to you by National Lumber. Wait till you see them. And Dale, good morning and happy Friday. It is a Friday, by the way.
Good morning, everybody. You know, credit where credit is due here. Congratulations to you in particular for the job you've done for the Restaurant Strong organization. And big, big kudos to Jim Cook.
Yes.
Who made that gigantic announcement earlier today. People try to help people, Robert Kraft and Jonathan Kraft.
Well, and, you know, we talk a lot in this country about those who have a lot and what they do and don't do. And in this case, you've got Jim Cook, who is, never mind the $200,000 that he started the Massachusetts Fund with, but is starting this next wave of grants with $2 million. I mean, it's like if you're looking for good news, which we all need, that's the good news, right? What Robert Kraft did, that's the good news.
Mark Canizaro, writing about Robert Kraft today in the New York Post, said, Robert Kraft will now be a New Yorker forever and ever. He said, you can never root against Robert Kraft again. You want your team to beat the Patriots. Everybody understands that. He said, but you can never root against or say anything bad about Robert Kraft again after what he did.
And are they delivering them in Patriots logoed trucks?
They have an 18-wheeler that's got, it's sort of like the airplane. You know, the giant Patriots logo on the side and everything, which I have to admit, I kind of like a little bit. Because what are they going to do? They're not going to boo you.
Right. I was going to say, I hope they're out there. They can't be all out gathered together, but they'd be out in their balconies cheering the Patriots truck in the arrival, right?
That'd be good. You know, it'd be good to pull up in New York. I mean, last time we were there for Super Bowls, I mean, they ultimately hove those two Super Bowl wins over our heads. So a little bit of a payback.
Well, yeah, Canizaro pointed out that it's more Jets fans who hate the Patriots than Giants fans, because Giants fans say, we got a couple of Super Bowl wins against them anyway.
Right.
Jets fans hate the Patriots, but after this, hopefully not, or at least briefly not anyway. It won't last. It'll last till the first time they play each other, but, you know, for now it's good.
And you have one more chance today to say goodbye, fond farewell to Tom Brady, and then that's it. No more Brady Week. That's it. It's over.
We complete Brady Week today, although I got to say, whoever's idea it was to do it, it was a blast. I mean, the guests and Drew Bledsoe yesterday and Kevin Falk on our show and Wes Welker, you know, guys on your show, and it has been a blast all week long to visit with everybody.
That was that was Friend Zone Joe who came up with that idea.
Well, so. Whoever it was a good idea. Yes. And, and it was fun, and I loved listening to all the different guests all week long. And yesterday, by the way, Kevin Falk did acknowledge that if the ball hit Jermaine Wiggins in the hands, he was catching it.
All right, we'll see. There you go.
Very sure-handed, he said.
All right.
Now, he also said he wasn't going to run by anybody, but
yeah,
he did say.
I could have told you that. I wasn't running by anybody, but I didn't need to. Just give me enough room where I can catch it.
All right. Well, coming up on Monday, I believe Dr. Boney is going to join us again. He's our favorite infectious disease guru, so he will be on with us on Monday. And I will take Curtis's direction, and we will analyze my weekend food journal.
Got to be honest about that.
I will.
There's no way.
I promise.
There's no way.
I promise. I will be.
There's no way. Because otherwise, it'd be a bottle of Ken's dressing and three salad leaves.
No, I will be. I will be completely honest. I will write everything starting right now.
Is that notebook big enough?
I will write everything down.
What's the over-under on Yasso bar consumption?
It's good. There's going to be a lot. I found the new salted caramel one, which is delicious.
Excellent.
So, all right, Dale, what are you guys doing today other than Brady Week?
Well, it's Jersey Day today. I've already, you know, previewed mine on social media. I don't know what Rich and Andy are bringing to the table. But we're also, for our Brady Week wrap-up at 12:30, we're going to hold a draft of the skill position players of the Tom Brady era. Now, I know Wiggy says he's the best tight end Tom Brady ever had. I don't know how high that will put him in the draft, but we'll find out at 12:30.
All right. And your jersey, I assume your jersey, no pants, right? Because you're home? It doesn't.
Well, my wife took the video today, and she said, for God's sakes, put some pants on, Dale. Nobody wants to see this.
I would assume that toward the end of the show, she kind of strolls down with that come hither look on her face and says, hey, let's end the show a little early. It's
okay.
A Friday.
Hey, gotta go. Good night, everybody.
Hey, hurry up. I got 5 minutes of commercials.
All right. Dale and Keith is next, and I hope everybody has a safe weekend, and we'll be back on Monday morning at 6.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.